Tanya sees a lot of buzz around Lightning Experience on Chatter and does some research on Lightning Experience. She finds that Lightning Experience is designed to help sales reps work more naturally and close more deals faster. Tanya realizes that further developments in Lightning Experience have introduced additional features and tools for non-sales processes as well. Some of its key features are Path, which shows the organization's sales process and is used to guide sales reps through each stage required to qualify leads and close opportunities. Opportunity Board, which lets sales reps visually review the status of deals organized by each stage of the sales process. Sales reps can drag deals from one stage to another and get alerts when an action is needed on a key deal. Some of the features that help sales reps increase their productivity are the redesigned homepage, which allows sales reps to see their quarterly performance summary and get important updates on critical tasks and opportunities. Activity Timeline, which allows sales reps to know exactly what they've accomplished and what are the next steps for each opportunity, lead, account, and contact. They can see key details for each task, meeting, call, and email on the page with other details on an opportunity or a lead. The Details feature facilitates the sales reps to see all record details. Lightning Experience also provides redesigned reports and dashboards homepages that make it easier for sales reps to find and create reports and dashboards. In addition, the Enhanced Dashboard Editor allows flexible layout and spanning columns. The Favorites feature provides quick access to the important records, lists, groups, dashboards, and other frequently used pages. The sales reps can click the star dropdown to add the current page to the favorites. She can find out more about Lightning Experience by searching Lightning Experience Info Center in Help and Training. Tanya understands that Lightning Experience is currently geared towards sales teams, so most features from other clouds aren't available yet. So Lightning Experience can be used by the B2B sales organization that uses sales features such as accounts, contacts, leads, opportunities, and custom objects. It can be enabled for a subset of users. This flexibility means a Lightning Experience pilot can be run with a small group of sales reps without disrupting everyone else in the organization. Lightning Experience can also be used in organizations where the sales reps want to reboot their Salesforce implementation, as it is a great opportunity to introduce new features because they're doing change management anyway. Tanya learns that an organization should consider continuing with Salesforce Classic if its sales team makes regular use of features that aren't yet available in Lightning Experience, such as manual sharing or territory management.